remainder of this bread will be burnt before the dawn of a day, according to his word.
Supper being ended, the devil now hath put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, that he was come from God, and he went to God. He rises from the supper, and laid aside his garment, took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter. Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Lord, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed need not save to wash his feet, but is clean everywith. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, You are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and had sat down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done unto you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you. And thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness.
The brothers will be dismissing you for the foot washing from the back of the building to the front of the building. I'd ask Brother Jeremy if he'd come forward and dismiss us with a word of prayer.
Our most gracious Heavenly Father, reverently and soberly and fearfully in our hearts, Father, we thank Thee, Father, for this service today. Lord, we just, our minds go back truly to that day at Calvary, Lord, when Your body was bruised, Father, and beaten and striped, Father, for us, Lord. Lord, and Your blood was shed for us, Father. Truly we're unworthy, Father. But Lord, You pulled us out of the miry clay, Father. And Lord, You not only brought us out of that, but You made us possessor of all things, Father. Lord, we're unworthy, Father, to do these ordinances, Father, that You've given us, Lord. But we're so thankful, Lord Jesus. And we think back, Father, to the communion that Israel took one day, Father, one night, where that Passover lamb was slain and the blood was placed on the lintel of the door, Father. Lord, by Your grace, You provided them a prophet, Father. Lord, You provide them of a prophet to teach them how to apply the blood, Father. And Lord, by Your grace today, You've done the same, Father. The same God that they served, Father, that Moses served and Abraham served and David served, is the same God here tonight, Lord.
Amen.
We're so thankful for this communion where we could speak to You. Lord, You speak back and we speak to You and You speak back, Father. And truly, Father, we just are so happy to be in this message, Lord. And don't just want to be in the message, Lord, but we want this message to be in us, Father.
Amen.
Lord, we want to hear You speak through Your prophet, Lord, and we want to say the same words He does, Father. This message living in us, Father. Lord, we're so thankful today, Father, for truly we are a blessed people to live in this hour, Father, that all the patriarchs and prophets look forward to, Lord, to see their word manifested, Father, is what we're seeing today, Father, the revelation of the Lord Jesus in these last days, Father. Lord, and may we as Israel of old on their journey, Father, After that first communion they took, there wasn't a feeble one amongst them, Lord Jesus. May we leave here today, Father, possessing all things, Lord. Lord, heal the sick, Father. Mend the brokenhearted, Lord. Encourage the discouraged, Father. And may we in rededication, Father, Lord, may we receive from you all that we have need of, Lord. We commit this service to you, Father, and the furtherance of this service and foot washing, knowing, Father, that we are body of your body. And when we wash our brother's sister's feet, Lord, we're washing your body, Lord. We're washing that of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for these ordinances that you give us, Father, and we so fully with all our heart carry them out, Father. We commit the remainder of this service to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Are you happy to be a child of God?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. The brothers will be dismissing you. God bless you.
Amen. Stop!